Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Meister Shein Daf Chaf Beis. We are starting Chaf Aleph on Beis about three lines up from the bottom with the words Taman Taninon and Vilzer Sadaf. It's on Yud Dal and Amud Aleph about a third of the way into the Amud. And today's office is sponsored Lila Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Basav Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now we conclude the previous Gemara with the concept of Halachas Shel Imum. The Chacham were back and forth, unclear as of the precise reasoning for this, but nonetheless they were Makel. So we continue with more cases. Taman Taninon over there. We learned the Mishnah Masecha Shvias Ha'Imer Lepayel. Let's say a person tells his worker Halacha Isur Zeh V'Laket Li Yarek. Take this money and pick vegetables for me today. Now he's giving him regular money and he's asking him to pick vegetables out in the field that have Kedusha Shvias and they're really Hefker for everyone. Schar Mutter, these wages paid are Mutter, meaning they do not have Kedusha Shvias. We could technically look at it as follows. Since all Shemitah produce is Hefker, when this worker picks the vegetables, he's really being Zeiche in them for himself. And when he gives the vegetables to the Baal Bayis, that money that he was paid is really payment for this produce. And we know that when money is given for Shemitah produce, the money itself becomes Kaddish with Kedusha Shvias. However, we're saying over here that's not so. This money is mutter, meaning it doesn't have Kedusha Shvias. But let's say the following lashon was used. The Baal Bayis told the worker, Laket li bay yarek hayayim, with this money, I want you to pick vegetables for me today. Schari aser, those wages are aser, meaning they take on Kedusha Shvias. That's because his lashon is slightly more mashma that the money itself is being used as payment for the vegetables. Chav Beis Amar Aleph on top, another scenario. Lakach min anachtem kikar opundyon, the customer went into the bakery and bought a loaf of bread that costs a pundyon, but he didn't pay for it yet. And he told the baker, when I go out to pick vegetables today in the field, we're still talking about Shemitah, Avi Lecha, I'm going to bring you those vegetables, Mutter, this is permitted, and it's not considered like he's paying a debt with Shemitah vegetables. It's also to take Shemitah produce or Shemitah money and pay debt with it, but this is not considered like paying a debt, it's just considered like a gift, whereas Lakach Menu Stam, if the customer bought the loaf of bread Stam and he didn't say anything, so then Lo Yishan Lo Yidmei Shvias, he's not allowed to pay him with money or produce of Shemitah, She'ein Par Chavim Yidmei Shvias, because one's not allowed to pay a debt with money of Shemitah. And when he took the loaf of bread and he didn't say anything, the money that he owes for it is considered a real debt, and that's why he's not allowed to pay with prayers or shvias. So Gemara asks, Ma bein ha'omer laket li, ma bein ha'omer laket li bai. Going back to this first case, what's the difference between when he gives money to his worker and he says, pick vegetables for me, or he says, pick vegetables with this for me? Why is one mutter and one usser? Rav Avin says, B'shem Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina, me'alachas shel imam hi. This is one of the halachas of imam. Chum were back and forth about it, and they were unclear as of to what the real difference is. They were still makel when he says, laket li, as opposed to laket li bai. Another scenario, Taman Tanin over there, we learned in the Mishnah, shel adam mechaver kadei yain v'kadei shemen. A person is allowed to borrow pitchers or barrels of wine and oil on Shabbos, ubavad shelo yoymer loy halveni, as long as he doesn't say, lend them to me. And the question is, ma bein omer halveni, ma bein omer hash'ileni. What's the difference if he says, please lend them to me, milashon halva, or if he just uses a lashon of she'ela, can I borrow them? So Rabbi Zeir says, Rishim Rabbi Yechanon, mehalachas shel imam hi, these are also halachas of imam. And one more scenario, Piton, their bread, which means pas akum, non-Jewish bread, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha says, B'shem Rabbi Yenison, oid hi malachas shel imam hi, this is also from one of the halachas of imam. And a further clarification, Om Rabbi Yaisi tells us, Kashasi kum Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, I asked the following question from Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, ma malachas shel imam hi. What does that mean? That pas akum is halachas of imam. We have two different options. Kachani oimer, this is what I say, that b'makam shel pas yisrael metsuya, in a place where it's very easy to get pas yisrael, bedinu shetei pas goyim asura, the really pas goyim should be asur, v'im and they were unclear, they were back and forth about it, but they permitted pas akum. Oy, or is it the other way around? B'makam she'ein pas yisrael metsuya, in a place where it's not easy to find the Yiddish bread, b'din hu shetei pas goyim muteres, really non-Jewish bread should be mutter, v'im wu'alea v'asrua, and they were back and forth about it, and they asserted it. Which one of these options are we referring to when we say piton, the bread of goyim, fits under the category of halachas shel imam? The Rav Mar asked two questions on this. Number one, v'yesh imam l'isser, is there such a thing of imam for isser? We always say that imam is l'heter. And question number two, upas loiket avshilei goyim hi? Isn't bread just like dishes cooked by a guy, and those are usser? And would you want to suggest that this is what he's saying? Kachaniyami, this is what I say. B'makam she'in tavshilei yisrael mutsuyin, b'din hu she'u tavshilei goyim mutarim, ve'imu aleihin v'asrum. Then the place where you can't find food cooked by a yid, really gaisha food should be mutter, but they were ma'amim and they said that it's usser. Again, that doesn't make sense. Gaisha food is always usser. So it can't be that we start out with a tzad, the gaisha food is mutter, but because of halachas of imam, they assered it. Elokein hu, rather, this is the din of pas akum, b'makam she'in pas yisrael mutsuyah, even if it's a place where you cannot find Yiddish bread, b'din hu she'tei pas goyim asrum. asura. Really, pas akum, non-Jewish bread is asur. However, v'im wolevi tirua mipnei chai nefesh. They were ma'amim. They were back and forth, and unclear as if to the real source why, but they permitted eating pas akum, and that's because of chai nefesh. A person needs to be able to live. We can't tell him to starve to death just because the only thing that there's available is pas akum, and therefore we allow him to have this bread. Now, just in conclusion of this din, Rabban de Kesar and say b'shem Yaakov Acha kidivri mishu mater, like the ones who permit, meaning one is allowed to buy pas akum if there's nothing else to buy, obavad min apalter, as long as he buys from a palter, which is a middleman. This is a guy who goes around to many different bakers and takes bread from them and then resells it to individual customers. And the reason why he would be permitted in this case is because the whole reason we asur gaisha bread is due to chasnos. The chacham were afraid that if a yid was allowed to eat with a guy, he might befriend him and that could lead to intermarriage, loyaleinu. But this doesn't apply to buying for a middleman. However, the Gemara concludes, v'loy avdinon kein, in practice, they didn't do this. Even if the only bread to buy was pas akum, they still would not buy it. And now going back to the Mishnah where we had said that one fellow is not allowed to tell another, please bring these pairs of Maaser Sheni up for me to Yerushalayim. L'chalik, I'm going to give you a chalik in them because that looks like he's paying wages with Maaser Sheni, which is usur. Now the following Braisa takes it even a step further. Tani, the Braisa tells us, lo yamar adam l'chaver b'Yerushalayim, a person is not allowed to tell his friend, even within Yerushalayim, hal chavezu shal yani makam l'makam l'chalik. Take this barrel of wine for me from place A to place B, and I'm going to give you a portion of the wine. And even though this is not really such difficult work, because you're just bringing it from one place to another in Yerushalayim, still it's considered like paying wages with Maaser Sheni, and it's usur. Nomar Blazer comments, Reb Yudah Reb Nechemyahi, this braisa seems to be like Shitas Reb Yudah Reb Nechemyah, whereas the Chum would permit it. Now, what's this referring to? So this actually goes back to the case that we learned at the top of the Amud regarding buying bread from a baker and promising that you're going to bring him Shemitah veggies later on. And we had said that that was mutter because the veggies are really just viewed as a gift, not payment of a debt. Now, right afterwards, we had said that to take the bread without mentioning the veggies and then bringing some later on is usur because the veggies are viewed as paying a debt with Shemitah produce. Now, that was Shitas Rabbanon, but Reb Yudah and Reb Nechemyah argue that even in the first case, it's usur because it's like Priyas Chayv with Dmei Shviyas. And that's what Reb Elazar is saying over here, that seemingly it's the same machlokes with Maaser Sheni wine, and that the Chachamim would allow Reuven to give Shimon the porter some wine as payment for schlepping the barrel from here to there because it's really just viewed as a gift, as opposed to Reb Yudah and Reb Nechemyah, they usur this. However, the Gemara Chavizah based on the top tells us that's not so, because Manan Kaiman, what are we referring to over here in the bread case? In Behuda Amar Lei, if it's a situation where the baker told the customer, hey lecha, havli, take a loaf of bread if you bring me vegetables, divrei kol usur, everyone agrees that it's usur to use those vegetables as payment, because the baker is being very clear that the only reason why he's giving the bread is because he's expecting vegetables. And that means the moment the bread is given over, it's automatically considered like a loan. The customer is borrowing the cost of this bread. That means the vegetables are payment for the loan, and we're not allowed to pay a debt with payer shvias. And furthermore, if it was the other way around, that the customer told the baker, have leave, I know you have lecha, you give me the loaf of bread, and I'm going to do my best to bring you some vegetables. Well, divrei kol mutter. In this scenario, everyone agrees that it's permitted, because the baker understands that he might get vegetables, but he might not. And therefore, he gives over the bread as a gift, and when he gets vegetables later on, that's viewed as a gift, not as payment for a chayv. So what's a machlokes between the chachamim and Reb Yudah and Reb Nechemyah? Elikinan kaimin, what's the Shemitah case referring to? Behuda amar lei, where the customer told the baker, havli, give me a loaf of bread, bari li, ani yav lecha. I'm completely certain, I'm really confident that I'm going to end up bringing you vegetables. And this is the scenario that's machlokes. Reb Yudah and Nechemyah isrin, Reb Yudah and Nechemyah asur the vegetables to be given to the baker, she'en yakar sada mitsuyin, because they hold that it's not easy to find vegetables out in the field. Therefore, when the customer ends up finding vegetables and bringing them to the baker, these vegetables themselves are viewed as payment for the debt, and that's of course usur, whereas Rabbanan matirin, the Rabbanan allow this. Why is that? She'yarkas sada mitsuyin, because they say that it's very easy to find these vegetables out in the field on Shemitah, and therefore the vegetables themselves are not considered payment, because again, anyone could really get a hold of them. It's the schar tircha, the schlep that the customer has to go through to walk all the way out to the field and pick the vegetables and bring them back. That schlep, the schar tircha, the halicha, that's considered payment for the debt, but not the actual vegetables. Now, this is all in regards to Shemitah veggies, but with Maaser Sheni, where he's paying the porter from the Maaser Sheni itself, it's clearly like paying a chayv with Maaser Sheni, and even the Rabbana would agree that this is usur. So that's our proof that Reb Elazar is wrong, and this brayse is not just Reb Yudah and Nechemyah, it's also according to the Rabbana. And once again, going back to the Mishnah's case, where in the Sefer of the Mishnah, we had said that if Reuven asks his friend Shimon, hey, could you bring some of this Maaser Sheni produce up for me, and we're going to eat it together in Yerushalayim, that's okay, because it's not considered like payment for a debt. And so now the Gemara picks up and asks, Misha Hela Aysan, once Shimon brought Reuven's produce up for him, Mao Shiyomer Amarloi, is Reuven now allowed to tell Shimon, Kol chalkecha v'ani chalki, you take your chalik and I take mine? Is that considered like he's paying a debt with Maaser Sheni, or no? When he uses this lashon of you take your chalik as the original stipulation when he asked Shimon the first time to bring it up, that's considered like he's paying wages with Maaser Sheni, and that's usur, as the beginning of the Mishnah said. But over here, the lashon used in the original discussion was totally okay. He said, bring it up for me and we're going to eat it together. Now that it was already brought up, perhaps Reuven's allowed to use this lashon and say, okay, you take your chalik and I take mine, and it's not considered like payment. That's a question. Moving on to another question. Is Reuven allowed to tell Shimon, Tol chavas shel yayin zu, you take this barrel of wine up to Yerushalayim for me, Vanu eichlin chavas shel shemen shiyash li sham, and we're going to enjoy some Maaser Sheni oil that I have over there in Yerushalayim. And over here, maybe it's considered like paying wages with Maaser Sheni, because even though he said, we're going to eat it together in Yerushalayim, which is technically an okay lashon, the thing that they're eating together is different than the thing that's being brought up by Shimon. Shimon's bringing up wine and they're eating oil together. So maybe this is just considered like a regular transaction. Now we ask another question, going back to the Sefer of the Mishnah, Af Maaser Behema Kain, is it permitted to do this with Maaser Behema? Meaning, is Reuven allowed to ask his friend Shimon, hey Shimon, can you please bring my animal of Maaser Behema up to Yerushalayim for me and we're going to eat it together over there? Perhaps we're more machmir with Maaser Behema than we are with Maaser Sheni, because doing schaira, regular business, is also with Maaser Behema. So the Gemara Chav Gimel Aleph on top asks right away on this, Maaser Sheni, al yedei shemechirasai muteres, that's a proper girsa, at amar mutter, whereas Maaser Behema, al yedei shein mechirasai muteres, hare at amar asr. Are you suggesting that since it's permitted to do business with Maaser Sheni, that's why it's permitted for Reuven to ask Shimon to take his Maaser Sheni up with him and they're going to eat it together? But since it's usr to do business with Maaser Behema, that's usr for Reuven to ask Shimon to bring his Maaser Behema up for him and they're going to eat it together? That does make sense, because we know it's usur to do business with Maaser Sheni, and it's still permitted for Reuven to ask Shimon this. And that's what the Gemara concludes, Les Pshita Lecha Dehi Mutter, isn't it obvious for you that it's permitted with Maaser Behema as well? And that's how we conclude, it actually is permitted to do this with Maaser Behema. Rather, here's the question, says the Gemara, Mao Shiyamer Loi, is Reuven allowed to tell Shimon, how Behema V'chaya Zu, take up this Behema and Chaya of Maaser Behema, Banu Eichlin Basar Shchuta, take out the word Shiyash Li Sham, and we're going to eat Shechted meat. And this is the parallel case to the previous situation of Maaser Sheni of the wine and the oil. And so here we have two similar questions. In regards to Maaser Sheni, is Reuven allowed to ask Shimon, please take up this barrel of wine for me and we're going to enjoy some oil together in Yerushalayim? And it's the same thing with Maaser Behema. Is Reuven allowed to ask Shimon, please take up my Maaser Behema for me to Yerushalayim and we're going to enjoy some other meat together? In both of these scenarios, the question is the same. Is this considered like doing schaira, doing business, because something else is being enjoyed together? Or no, since he didn't use a lashon of payment, he just said that once we get to Yerushalayim, we're going to enjoy some sort of food together, perhaps it's permitted. I wouldn't have an answer to these questions. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with the halacha beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.